It is necessary to investigate before legislating. But the line between investigating and persecuting is a very fine one.
The investigators tell us it seems the suspect was going to pass them, then turned and fired.
Seeing Laura, what you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations.
I rise to support the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump.
And I'm about to talk to him about allegations that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow and that the Russians taped it and have leverage over him.
Well, honored to have back with us Dr. James Thorpe. He's with the Wellness Company, but I wanted to get him on, and I emailed yesterday because I heard his testimony in front of Congress, and it really hit me and was very impactful. And thank you for doing that, Doc. But could you go over what you were trying to get across to the congressional members this week?
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me on your incredible platform, Todd. It's good to see you again. The main objective was for me is focusing on really by and large what our society ignores for my whole career. Pregnant women, preborn.
Yeah.
Those are my patients, two in one, or three or four or five in one if there's a multiple gestation. You know, this is what I was called, you know, 23 years ago to testify in front of the United States Senate the first time, treating the fetus as a patient. The fetus is the preborn child or fetus, as we call them, is largely ignored. It's just a blob of tissue. You can, you know, kill it and terminate it and experiment on it. And, you know, and that's fine. Just focus on the children. No, the preborn is much more vulnerable. The preborn child is much, much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Child or a baby, guaranteed you. So everybody ignores that. And there's no specialty in medicine that more egregiously demonstrates the violation of the golden rule of pregnancy than my specialty. You know, they can haul off on myocarditis, on neurological injury, all that stuff. And that's important. They can haul off on the children, you know, being killed and injured with the mRNA shots. Nothing compared to the awful damage of targeting pregnant women and preborn, the very nature of our future generation and reproductive history. That was my job, to bring that to light. That is my, if you will, my raison d'etre, my whole career, 45 years of clinical practice this month.
So you were in front of, I think it was Senator Johnson's committee, correct?
And Senator Johnson co-chaired with Senator Blumenthal and other senators.
How did Blumenthal take that? I'm curious. Was he receptive or not? Or do you not want to say?
He's a jackass and he's ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. All he could do is ad hominem attacks on Dr. Peter McCullough, the most published extensive cardiologist in the entire world. In my 45-year career, I've never met any physician as incredible, as knowledgeable, as experienced with a breadth and depth of medicine as Dr. Peter McCullough. Yeah. So all Blumenthal could do was personally attack Peter McCullough.
Yeah, we have a paper in Connecticut, the Connecticut Sentinel, and we've been very effective up there, but we've reported a lot on the senator, so that's why I wanted to ask. Do you think we'll ever get accountability to these shots? What do you think?
That's a tough one. That's not my job. I don't know. That's God's job. I let God be God, and I just be me. and do what he commands me to do. And that's fight this fight every day.
Yeah.
You know, in my lifetime, you know, really, I doubt it. I mean, if history is our teacher, we'll see that people that stood out and stood up front, you know, like myself 4 and 5 years ago, and mm-hmm. many, many others, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Mary Bowden, you know, Dr. Rennie Moon, so many others who opposed it from the very beginning. Just look back in history. It took 20, 30, 40, 50 years to say, wow, they were right. Look at Galileo.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still some flat earthers out there. So, yeah, Corey and Merrick and others really helped my family on a personal basis when that was going down. And people don't realize they were out in the trenches, you know, giving good advice to people who were suffering. And the main medical establishment just didn't even want to admit there was a problem.
So, that's correct.
And still to this day, people don't, you know, want
that's
to admit
correct. The problem. Pierre Corey and Paul Merrick are American heroes. They're incredible people. They're dear friends of mine. I have the utmost respect for all those docs. And there's many, many others, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned to me a book coming out. Let's talk about that. Follow the Silenced. Tell us about that book.
Well, actually, that's the movie. That's Mickey Willis's movie that was premiered at the Capitol after the testimony on Wednesday. But my book is right here, Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. My co-author is Celia Farber. And this was released just a month or so, a couple of months ago. And this is my story of what I personally saw before, during, and after, you know, during the pandemic. I happened to be employed at that time by one of the largest Catholic hospital systems in the United States of America, SSM Healthcare Systems, out of St. Louis, Missouri. I was employed by them 4.5 years before they terminated me without cause because I testified in the United States Senate and I was on Tucker Carlson and many other illustrious platforms like this one. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was that I published extensively on the government database and the horrors of what the vaccine was doing to the personal observation of the pregnant patients that I took care of. In that 4.5 years, you know, I saw, Todd, 27,500 high-risk pregnant women. Mm-hmm. I was busy. Very, very busy. And so I really had a good understanding of exactly what was going on in my subspecialty. So it's based upon my personal experience. It's based upon my knowledge from other experts around the world that were willing to share their experience with me. And it's based upon extensive studies that I've done myself on Pfizer's data, the Pfizer 5.3.6 post-market data, and also the CDC FDA data.
So you were pretty say impactful, direct, passionate during the testimony. Can you just talk about that, some of the points you brought out in the hearing? Because it was really focusing on, I think you were saying, intentional, if not harm, but intentional ignoring what could happen to pregnant women with these shots. Am I paraphrasing you correctly?
Absolutely. First of all, it's difficult to conceive a more egregious violation of medical ethics in the history of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's an exaggeration whatsoever. This is a novel experimental gene therapy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what they did, this was, and let's make it very clear, this was no accident. Yeah. This was purposeful targeting of women. Why? Two reasons, Todd. First, was not science. It wasn't doing their due diligence in researching science. It was doing their due diligence in researching marketing, or if you will, propaganda. So an example, why did they do it to women? Well, it's a known marketing principle. My whole life, you know, advertisements target women because women make all of the healthcare decisions in the entire human lifespan in every specialty. Mm-hmm. I'm a guy, right? I'm a father, right? I'm a physician. I didn't make any healthcare decisions. It was all my wife. Mm-hmm. And that's largely the same pattern, regardless of what culture or country you're from. It's just one of the ways God made male and female different. And they are different, I think you know. Yeah. So the second reason they targeted pregnant women was largely very simple. Everybody knows the golden rule of pregnancy. You never, ever use a novel substance. So they calculated that if they could convince pregnant women by lies and propaganda, and they could convince them that it was safe, effective, and necessary in pregnant women, they won the whole ball game. Then everybody walking on the face of the earth should be shot up I don't want to call it a vaccination, the gene therapy. It doesn't meet the definition, as you know, of a vaccine.
So I think they were running a clinical trial without informed consent. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I think DOD needed this technology or for profit, for countermeasures, whatever you want to say. And they used Pfizer to distribute it and run a clinical trial. I know they did that in Israel. What do you think?
I think you're 1,000% correct. I think that's proven now. You look at Dr. Peter McCullough's book and the paper trail of his data. You look at Dr. Peter Bregan's book, COVID-19 and the global predators, we are the prey. I think he was the first to really break that. All the patents that go back to 2010. And then you look at Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Same thing. And you know, it's proven now. This is your theory. It's not a theory. It's proven. You know, if you go now, they've probably taken it down. But, you know, you could go a year ago recently as a year ago. You could Google DARPA, DOD, DARPA, ADEPT, ADEPT, mm-hmm. and then P3. It would take you straight to the DARPA's webpage where in 2012 or 2014, they specifically stated what you just said.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
We are developing mRNA technology to address future bioweapons.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they want to paint that as, well, that's a really good thing for Utah and for the American public, because we're being proactive. We're developing this technology. And by the way, we're also, you know, funding all the bio research labs, gain of functions. And that's for your protection too, Todd, and the American people, because we want to get those virulent, deadly organisms before our enemy does, so we can protect you from them. That's the concept of dual purpose. And that's exactly what how they sold this. By the way, Tom Renz, an attorney in...
Know him well, yeah.
Yeah, he testified in the Ohio state legislature. He has a soldier. You probably saw it from, from Fort Riley, Kansas, that received the COVID-19 vaccine in 2015. On the Army medical records right off the clinic, he showed it, as you know. So this, what you're saying is absolutely correct. Listen, all the Pfizers, and they were just paid whores. They were just paid prostitutes. Same thing with the medical organizations. These weren't evil Satanists that were, you know, the majority of my colleagues weren't evil Satanists that were in on this plan to wipe out, try to destroy a large proportion of humanity and to cull the population. No, no, no. They're just whores. Most of my physician partners are just whores. You know, they got threatened and they did what they told to do. And they violated their ethical principles of first do no harm and their Hippocratic oath. They're nothing but paid whores. Same thing with the hospitals. Same thing with all the medical organizations. It's just a few people at the very top that knew the agenda. Very few people.
Yeah, I agree. I'm interested. Why did you call your book Sacrifice? I mean, that has all kind of connotations. I think there is at the very high levels, maybe some kind of dark agenda behind this. Is that what you meant or not?
We meant it to be purposefully vague. You know, we did not want to turn this into any type of a religious statement.
Right.
We wanted to, you know, stay away from that because it would turn off a lot of people. And I think I counted seven, of course. That's a very biblical number.
Yeah.
But there are seven hierarchical meanings to choosing the title sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I won't go through all of those. They range from, you know, literally seven levels of hierarchical interpretation and prescience, if you will. So it can be, it can mean different things to different people.
Right.
But you know, at the first basic level, this was a huge sacrifice of killing and injuring pregnant women, preborn and newborns as a sacrifice. You called it a global study, if you will. And, you know, there's a lot of people. Dr. Peter McCullough would agree with you. You know, the study by Schmeling and colleagues, when you look at that study from Northern Europe, and they were the first to identify that of all these people with the shots, there were 30% that had zero effects, not even any local effects, not even any redness, no constitutional or systemic fever, muscle ache, 30%. Dr. Peter McCullough agrees with you. He believes that this was placebo. He believes it so strongly, and he has such strong data that if you look at the McCullough protocols, and, you know, he's famous for putting, you know, all the algorithmics, and this arrow goes to this box if you have this symptoms and this treatment, then off the very top box of all the patients comes a little bar that said, did you have any symptoms at your first injection? And if it says no, you're free and clear. He believes that that was saline. Now, you know, there are other experts that would say, well, maybe not. You know, those marked variations in the shot were related to the horrible manufacturing process. Remember, they did a switch and bait in November and December 2020. They used a highly precise, much more reliable production manufacturing methods, and then when they wrapped it up to, you know, to inject 13 billion plus shots into 5.5 billion people globally, they used a random willy-nilly, totally different mass production process that really, that in of itself was unethical, because that vaccine or injection material after that manufacturing process should have been subject to randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled trials.
Well, I know for a fact that in Israel, Borla went to Bibi and said, you know, I need a country that's small, highly technical, 10 to 15 million people, it's you or Sweden, to run a clinical trial. And in Israel, as you know, Bibi fought for it and got it, made money, I think. And you know, they were injected like 8 times or something each.
I wasn't aware of that. Do you have good evidence for that? Good sources?
I have good sources. I can, yes.
I'd love to see that. I don't doubt you at all because, you know, that's, I think Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world.
Yes. Yes. Well, what do you think? Let's move on to, by the way, your book's available everywhere, right? Is there any special place people should buy it to help
you? No, you can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to the book website, which is sacrifice2024.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to my personal website, which is drjathorp.com. Mm-hmm. Dr as in Dr. J.A. Thorpe.com. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.
Okay. So mRNA, a lot of push on MAHA, make our food healthy, get the chemicals out of the food, get the, you know, seed oils out. All of that is great, but nothing on the mRNA. I mean, it's the silence is deafening. What do you think is going on?
Anger. For me, I feel anger. I feel betrayal. I feel, you know, come on. I mean, you know, we've been using all these food dyes and getting all this EMR and all the glyphosate and, you know, the other environmental talk. You know, I've been eating this stuff for, I'm 72 years, okay? I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
If I have the choice of, you know, some highly refined sugars or, you know, fruit foods or carbohydrates or medicines with red dye and whatever, you know, something cooked in seed oil, chicken, okay, and then you put the vaccine on there, I'm going to eat all the top four above until the cows come home because, you know, they're nothing compared to the toxicity. I'm doing pretty well, okay? I'm 72 years old. I'm a disabled veteran. I'm working 3 jobs. I'm cognitively sharper than I've ever been in my life. And, you know, I've been eating all that crap my whole life. So to me, it's a sham. It's a substitution. It's a switch and bait. Here you got Marty Makary, who's a commissioner of the FDA, coming from the most captured institution in the world, Johns Hopkins, who was fed $2 billion in 2022. And here you got him making statements. Well, the research that really needs to be done is in a child, a 12-year-old child that's had 7 vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines, should we give them the 8th? That's the trial we need to do. Oh, really, Marty? Okay. Okay, Marty. Whatever you say.
Wow. I didn't realize you were a vet. What did you do in the military?
Yeah, I, not much. I mean, they put me through medical school and I was a physician in the medical, I was a physician on an air base, a bomber base, SAC base, TAC base in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and served my time that I owed them, a wonderful experience. Then I was in the inactive reserve status list through Desert One, but never got called up, unfortunately.
So you were a flight surgeon, right?
I was not a flight surgeon. That's why I went into the Air Force. I wanted to fly, and I was an OBGYN board certified physician, but I thought I could get into flight school through the back door. But unfortunately, I couldn't pass the exam. I had some major back problems that were caused by overtraining in my early athletic years.
So I'm sure you delivered a lot of babies up there.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, at K.I. Sawyer Air Force Base in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, annual snowfall at 260 inches or so, we saw maybe 6 weeks of green grass. And this was the lowest priority base. I mean, all the ne'er-do-well, you know, people that had absolutely no experience, they'd send them there first. And so I was up there with 5,000 or 6,000 young active duty troops. And whenever there was a large snowfall, 9 months later, I was busier than a one-legged man in a fanny kicking contest. It was just, it was I delivered so many babies up there. These young kids, there was not much to do except, you know,
make babies. What about health? If people have been damaged by these shots, what should they do? I mean, I know the wellness company offers the ultimate spike detox, and we talked about that a lot. But let's say you're a mother, your child's been vaccinated, and you're worried. What should you do?
Well, that's a great question. That's probably the number one question I get from women around the world who contact me. You know, they're smart enough to realize many women are not. They are smart enough, but psychologically they can't. They subconsciously there's too much pain and suffering if they connect the dots and say, yeah, I chose to take something that, you know, caused a problem with my baby or lost the baby. They can't, there's too much cognitive dissonance. So they have to hide that and deny it. Mm-hmm. So praise those women that have the courage to say, yeah, I made a mistake and this hurt. Now, what do I do? Yeah. Those are the women that call me up. And what I tell them is, let's hold off on getting pregnant. Okay. Let's try to repair your immune system. First thing to do here, vitamin D, by blood test, instead of at the lower levels of normal, 30 or 40, you get it up to the top level of normal, which is 90 or 100. And that has to be done by blood test because there's too many vagaries of people absorbing it differently. So you have to prove it by a blood test. Then other immune repair vitamins, vitamin C, very, very important. Iodine, you know, very important. And then if there has actually been, they got the vaccine, testing is very important. There's a quantitative spike protein antibody. Quantitative means they can measure it. Mm-hmm. And Todd, I have patients that are over 1,500 days out from one shot, one shot, that are still actively producing the lethal bioweapon in their body because their cells have been hijacked. Yeah. That's 4 years, Todd.
It's scary. Yeah.
So that's what I believe is what causing all, or I believe that's what's causing all the morbidity and mortality in pregnant or non-pregnant women. And, you know,
turbo cancers as well, do you think?
Absolutely, because it impairs the toll receptors. I think 30% of these vaccines had the plasmid DNA in them, the so-called SV40, which Kevin McKernan, Jack Cruz, many others have proven are cancer promoters. So I know so many people that have had this fulminant, rapid onset turbo cancers, including young women.
Yeah, there was a woman, a female cadet at the Air Force Academy. She went home. She had a headache. They found she had brain cancer after the shot. And 2 weeks later, she's dead.
Yeah, same with pancreatic. I've never seen a young woman with pancreatic cancer in my life. You know, just on my street, young, beautiful woman, just married to a young, handsome guy, and looked their whole life. And 6 months, she's dead with pancreatic cancer. I've never seen that in 45 years of practice. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
So we are in the factory in Kentucky. This is Alp World HQ, and we are at the end of the packing line. So I'm going to show you how it works. We have the card, throw that in there. There's a packing slip, and then you have the Alp. And four, but that seems honestly like a lot. Three now, but it's good. These pack a punch that, you know, for a normal 19 brand, it'd be like eight. You know, we think three is fine. Next one. Again, four. Let's go three in just to keep it fair. Okay. There you go. So you can see you can get fast at this. And really, it's just a matter of repetition. This is kind of the assembly line that, you know, Henry Ford devised so long ago.
Tucker, stealing all the Alp again.
I probably know six people right now with advanced prostatic cancer, some in my family. We've never seen that before.
What about shedding? Can someone who's around, someone who's vaxxed, get this, you know, consequence? Is that an issue?
No doubt, 100%. As clinicians, we've all known that for the last 4 years. And I think that credit to one of the research groups I'm involved with, which is My Cycle Story, and credit to the person that started that, Tiffany Parato, several of the docs at CHD, including Brian Hooker and others, myself and others, we published our first publication from My Cycle Story, documented the massive abnormal bleeding episodes, not just in women of reproductive age, but before before menstrual periods start in prepubertal girls, and also in postmenopausal women after ovulation stops. So then that was our first study. And then the second study, we took a cohort of women who had never been vaccinated, never had a positive COVID test, and never had symptoms of COVID. And what we found was that there was a high correlation of the same menstrual disturbances if they came in close contact with somebody recently vaccinated, you know, if that contact was in the range of 7 days. So that pretty much proved the shedding event, and it's very scary because if the shedding event can cause the abnormal menstrual periods,
what else can it cause?
That's right. And is our blood supply safe? You know, I've been working with, I've been screaming about this for over 2 years. You know, I practiced in the early 80s. I saw HIV AIDS. I had one of my first surgeries in 1980, and I had 6 or 8 or 10 units of blood transfused. Fortunately, I never got HIV or never turned positive from that. But listen, the blood banking industry, the government, they denied it and denied it and denied it and were killing people. You know, there was a genocide of a whole generation of hemophiliacs from the government and the American blood banking denying that there was a transmissible disease. I believe the same thing's going on right now. I work with a PhD, Clinton Ohlers, safeblood.com. You can go to that. And I've been screaming about this all over my X account. Falls on deaf ears. Nobody cares. You don't screw with status quo. You don't screw with groupthink.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been attacked heavily, but for doing that exact thing. Last question. The parasite cleanse at the Wellness Company has been pretty effective. And you're doing well with that product. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that, of course, we market it as a parasite cleanse, and certainly those are available with, you know, over Amazon and other companies. We have a very high quality product. You know, there's a substantial proportion of Americans that do have parasites, especially below the Mason-Dixon line. But and there's other parasitic threats, I understand now, that are emerging as immigrants, you know, illegal aliens, let's be honest here, come up here. And there's some really scary parasites that are making their way up from Central America and abutting on Mexico now. But a lot of these Americans, you know, a lot of us that have parasites, we're asymptomatic and there's really vague symptoms. So the concept of a parasite cleanse with two safe medications, I think is real reasonable. Now, there are no randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled trials, but there is science behind them. Mm-hmm. Both of the medications in ours are approved for human use, ivermectin and mebendazole. Mm-hmm. Now, ivermectin, you can get anywhere, pretty much now. Mebendazole is a prescription medication. I don't think you can get it on Amazon, but fenbendazole, a cousin, is, you can get it all over the internet, and people are using this. And I will say that we don't push and advertise off-label use, but a lot of our customers are looking at the massive, enormous amount of data, anecdotal data, coming from pretty much every country in the world now, stating that it has not only a prophylactic preventative benefit for cancer, but also a therapeutic benefit for cancer. We're not making that claim, but there, you look at Dr. William Mackus up in Canada, you look at oncologist Dr. Kathleen Ruddy here in the United States of America, they're having patients that have failed traditional cancer therapies, chemotherapy, surgeries, radiation therapy, and sent home to die with hospice and taken one last shot with these drugs. And they're reporting cures in 6 months.
Wow.
Stage 4 metastatic cancers. We're not making that claim, but there are anecdotal reports from serious oncologists, including Dr. Mackus and Dr. Reddy, from nearly every continent in the world.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to get out, Doc? I appreciate your time.
Well, I really appreciate your audience supporting the book, Sacrifice, How the Deadliest Vaccine in History Targeted the Most Vulnerable. All the proceeds, the wellness company was kind enough. My wife and co-researcher, Maggie Thorpe, JD, and I have donated a large amount to the wellness company fund. It's called the Initiative Fund. Mm-hmm. The wellness company is matching that fund and giving a proportion of their sales to that fund. And it's used exclusively. It's a 501c3 used exclusively to support what I believe is 30 million vaccine victims in the United States of America from the COVID-19 vaccine. So support the book, please. It's not enriching anybody except supporting the vaccine injured.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thorpe. We'll have you back on down the road. Really appreciate your insight. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye.